Okay, today we're going to talk about fishing. Although you fishermen out there might disagree with me, there's really two types of fishing, bait fishing and net fishing. Namely, with bait fishing, you find what the fish like best, you put it on your hook and hope they bite. It's kind of how fishing works. Whether it be a fly, thinking that they're going to come to the surface for something, piece of bait, a jig, or a spinner, the whole point of bait fishing is to predict what the fish likes and be able to adapt to it. In the same way, bait fishing is very specific. Usually you go fishing for a specific type of fish. Not every fish likes every type of lure, not every fish likes every kind of bait. They're usually specific enough that you have to adapt your bait to the fish itself. On a fun side note, last year I was on an ocean fishing little adventure and we were going for rock bass, and I just like this story, it's a weird story. So we're out in the ocean with these really heavy lines, he says drop them down, so I drop it down. I'm sitting there waiting. He said, "You got a fish." I'm like, "No. Fish like fight, do something. This is boring." So reel it up, and sure enough, there's three fish on the line. I'm like, "Okay." So then everyone reels in. We drop them back down. I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like, "Come on, this time it has to fight. Do something. This is really boring." He's like, "You got a fish." I'm like, "Not again." So I reel it in, three more fish. So then again, a drop down the line. I said, "You got a fish." I'm like, "This is getting dumb." So I reel it in, three more fish. He said, "You gotta stop now, we've reached our limit." But this is my point, that often we get to fishing like this, we fish for one fish at a time. And so by fishing for one fish, we kind of work for all that time and attention on the one. And this is how we often think of evangelization. When we think of evangelization, we work on one person at a time. We pick the person we like best, or the person that we think is the most useful for our church, or the person we think might listen to our message. Then we get upset because often it doesn't really work well. Most people don't quite listen to the message we have to proclaim. And so when we get upset, we give up. The fish didn't bite, I'm done. I have nothing more to do here. Now the challenge we have is the same thing that Jonah had. When we get upset by this, we have our sights so set on one particular idea that we don't see all the other possibilities. Jonah, one of the prophets of the Old Testament, he was called by God to go preach to the Ninevites. He wanted nothing to do with it. He was actually very against preaching to the Ninevites. They were not Jewish. They didn't follow God. They actually fought Israel for several hundred years. Like, these were the enemy. Why would I go preach to the enemy? So he ran away. We know the story. He got swallowed by a big fish, spit up on the shore of Nineveh, changed his mind a little bit. And then we have to wonder, after all this big saga, was he actually wholeheartedly into this, or do you just kind of wander through the street saying, "Repent, otherwise you're going to die"? Regardless, so here we have Jonah, who doesn't believe the Ninevites are going to convert and doesn't want them to convert. He's wandering through the city telling them, "Repent or you're going to die." And we have the greatest act of repentance ever in all of Scripture. Not only do they repent, from the king down to the last peasant, but they all put on sackcloth, all put on ashes, and they all fast. But that's not the end of it. Then the cows and the cattle put on sackcloth and ashes and stop eating. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't ever want to put sackcloth on a cow. I don't think it's going to go well. And if I try to make a cow stop eating, it's also not going to go well. So somehow this is like the greatest mass repentance in the history of the Scriptures. And yet it worked. This image helps us understand the second side of fishing. We talked about bait fishing a moment ago, where you focus on a fish and catch one at a time. All the attention is on that one type of fish. The fishermen that Jesus called are not bait fishermen. They're net fishermen. Net fishing is very different. They'd wander out in the Sea of Galilee at night, they'd guess where the fish are, throw in a net, and haul in whatever comes in. That's a very different style of fishing. It's the same style that Jesus uses in one of his parables. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a fisherman who goes out and casts his net into the sea. Then he hauls it in, everything he got, and he separates in his boat the good he keeps, the bad he sends out." So this is the image we should have for evangelization. These are the people Jesus called to go and spread the message. Not bait fishermen who are going after one fish, but people who are going after all the fish, to make in a huge haul of fish, which is a very strange image for us. It means that we don't go after just a person, we go out there for everyone. I think we often forget that. God didn't come to die on a cross for just a few people, just a few select ones he likes the best, but for everyone. He wants everyone to convert. Not just the person who's perfect, not just the person who's great, but also that person on the street corner who we think is crazy and strange, or the person in our family that causes us the most trouble, or maybe that weirdo that hangs out in the bars all the time, or the person who's like, your life is a mess. Why would you ever think that God would love you? That's the person too. Everyone. It's a really radical concept to us that God came for everyone. He sends his nets out to catch in everyone. Herein lies our challenge. St. Paul tells us, now is the time. Today is the day. We need to recapture that sense that we are meant to evangelize. We are meant to bring the message of God to people. We're meant to encourage them into the joy that we have as Christian people. Often, we feel like it's either not our task, or we don't know what to do, we're not sure what to do. It's kind of challenging. But that's the joy of it too, that we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be right. We don't have to get all the pieces together. We just go and see what God does. And also let our sights be somewhere else. Not assume we know who's going to change, who's going to want the gospel message, but even go to the people we least likely expect. The challenge we have here is also another form. How much do we care? Do we care about people being saved? Do we care about people knowing God? Does it matter to us? Does our family members matter enough to us that we want to see them in heaven? I wonder if most of us would argue no. How often do we go out into our town or even our church and say, I care about everyone's salvation. I care that they all come to know Jesus. What is our answer? Probably no. Do we care about the world in general? That God may be present to the peoples, that they may come to know him? Ooh, I kind of wonder if the answer is also no. This is where we have to change our minds and start to realize that if our faith means something to us, it means something wherever we go. Here's another part of this problem. When we don't evangelize, we don't spread the joy we have from knowing Christ, where's our joy? It dies. It dies because it doesn't matter to us. If we don't want to tell someone about something, it means nothing to us. So by spreading the message, by evangelizing, by going out there, it actually invigorates our faith. It gives it new life, new vitality, new energy, new excitement. This is what we're looking for. This is what we need. It's not new. It's actually been the church for 2,000 years. But here's our joy, our challenge. Do not be afraid. Now is the day. Pray for the people who you care about. Go and talk to them. Ask them about life. You don't have to talk about Jesus right away, but let them be introduced to this. We have a good community. We have something worth spreading. Do not be afraid to spread the good. That's the joy of what this message is today. Jesus called the disciples, they left, and they went off fishing. They caught in a big haul of fish, the nations of the world, and that's how the whole Christian church started. Same thing works for us. Go out there. Give it a shot. Don't be worried about discouragement. This is all God's work. So go out there with a new excitement, new vigor. This is about our faith. This is about the joys of heaven. This is about bringing people into a new life, and life that they're going to experience, appreciate, and hopefully live forever.